It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 1-800-313-9443.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Tonight, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
And what's the title of today's show? I mean, what are you going to call it? You know, I'm talking about, I'm going to bring this all together, but, you know, what would you call it? About contracting away our lives via government. I don't know. What else am I going to call it? We're contracting away our freedom. We're contracting away. We're delegating to someone else to make deals for us. This is where I'm going with this. In the first hour, we're talking about... you know, just all kinds of stuff. We're indebting the future. They have 15% 30-year treasury that they're given per 15% on an investment in beginning of Reagan's administration in the early 80s. Well, those are coming due. What are they going to do? They're going to cash those in and get 3-point-whatever% interest return, which is, what, a third of inflation, if that? So I'm going, why would they do that? Well, the only reason they would, you know, move it over right now is because they at least feel it's safer than the stock market could take a dump at any time. And they're afraid that it is. And it's going, it keeps going up, 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 boom, haircut. Boom, up, 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 boom, haircut. Up, 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 boom, decapitation. Okay? This is coming. So where do they feel relatively safe? Well, even 3%, 4% return on treasury bills is better than none percent. And at least, you know, they think they got their principal semi-safe right up until it's not, or it gets converted into some new, you know, currency or whatever the IMF comes up with. As if, who the heck are they anyway? You know, why do I, how am I linked to them? Where did I, you know, how did I get signed in? So this is my point. We go to things like the Forces of Freedom Return to Valley Forge. We're going to Valley Forge, the Freedom Action National Conference. I'll be covering that over the next few days. You know, I'll be, you know, on Radio Row. I'm not a speaker. You know, I'm just hanging out, visiting with the guys, doing what I did. Early on when they were first doing it, they wanted to know, and I just couldn't give them an answer early enough. And I just, you know, if I know I can make it, I'll let you know when. And by then they already had it done. But, you know, I just wanted to go and, you know, they'd know my spiel. You know, all these guys, they know my thing, man. A lot of the speakers I've had, they know my spiel. So I'll be there and, you know, interviewing, and we'll have a good time. We'll get you some good shows. But, and Jed will be in here, and we'll line them up for him. A lot of the guys that he wanted to talk to are at this thing anyway. So the thing is that I keep seeing them make the same mistakes. They keep wanting to use the same system to regain, I don't know, some semblance of freedom, when it was the system that took it away. I'll give you an example. It's collective enslavement. We have voluntarily put on the handcuffs. You know, climbed into the gilded cage, you know, whatever. Think about it. You got the United States Constitution and its Congress and President making all these treaties and deals and everything with all these other organizations that the same people that control one thing control that. It's just, it's a game that they play. And you're just stooges. You're just letting them do it. You know, I don't care if they do it. I'm not going to sit there and sanction it. I'm not going to go, oh, okay, I guess there's nothing to do about it. Oh, I'm in it. You know, I go, do it. Don't do it. I don't care. You don't represent me. Can I be free in my head at least? Can I start there? All this other stuff, I'll decide whether I want to do something or not. But can I start there? You're not allowed to enslave my children to a agency and entity across the land, you know, across the sea. I don't sanction that. But let's start there.
It's time to declare your independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 1-800-313-9443. And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
1-800-313-9443. Okay, we'll take some calls. You know, but let me go ahead and finish this point. We'll go first. We'll go to Chuck in Illinois, and but I wanted to go ahead and finish this point. If you have collective enslavement, how did they do that? Did I volunteer for it? I just got told I was in it. You know, I'm on a list. Got a social security number at birth. That made you. You kissed the ring. You got baptized into the state. Christened as a baby. You know, I mean, this is the mentality. So I got the U.S. Constitution allowing, you know, for the Congress and the President to sign all these treaties with all these other entities and so on. And then on the local level, I got the city charter, council, mayor, same thing. Contract with the UN, contract with the unions. I mean, you know, what's the difference? You know, they're contracting my – am I allowed to have my own contract with the service that I want? You know, my favorite part, firemen. You know, there's a couple of times we've had them. You know, you got kids and accidents and this and that. I mean, you know, cool. Glad they're there. More than happy. Pay full price. Yeah, like, give them a tip. The city of Rochester has extended its emergency ambulance service contract with Rural Metro Corp. The contract makes the Arizona-based Rural Metro Medical Services default responder to 9/11 emergency medical calls within city limits. The extension comes a month before the ambulance firm's two-year contract was due to expire. The existing PACs inking followed weeks of heated debate and a controversial standoff between Mayor Robert Duffy and City Council. In the dust-up, the council forced Duffy to rescind an order that would have switched the emergency service contract from Rural Metro to the locally based Monroe Ambulance Incorporated, arguing that Monroe was less well-equipped to handle the load and claiming the switch would mean job losses. Unionized Rural Metro emergency medical technicians protested an administration decision to award the contract to Monroe. So that's what really, see, now they've linked up with the unions. The unions are the political force now in putting city councils in place to make deals with Rural Metro. Where the thing is that, you know, it wasn't unionized, it was private. Well, then these communities get bigger, they can afford to have their own fire department. Well, if you'll unionize, then we'll go ahead and contract with you. It's just more. I tell you what it is. It is forced subscription by me. I don't care who it is they sign a contract with. Can I sign my own fire protection contract or not? And be under whatever risk that I have and work it out with my insurance company for my house. You know, in fact, the insurance companies for the houses, they, you know, State Farm, you know, these kind of guys, you know, fire. I mean, these in the day, they were the fire department. They were part. They contracted with. The insurance company wants you to be safer. They need you to be. So they stay in business. You know, this is what they've done is they've taken away my ability to contract. That's what it was all about. It's to take my money. Chuck in Illinois, what you got to say, man?
Hey, how you doing this morning?
I'm more than wonderful. And you?
Always good. With these treaties, I mean, you know, only countries can make treaties with each other. You know, and the UN, it's not a country. It's a private corporation.
Okay, now stop right there. Stop right there. Let me go ahead and I knew you already had something you wanted to say. You wanted to say that, hey man, only countries can make treaties, UN not a country. That's your point, right?
One of them, yes.
Okay. My point is that this country making the treaty, is it forcibly including Ernest Hancock, me, as part of that treaty that I don't get to sign, okay? I don't get to have any say in it. I don't get to have any influence, and it's totally binding upon me, Ernest Hancock. Is that the kind of treaty you're talking about?
Well, again, only countries can make treaties, and the other corporation that's making this treaty
is binding on me.
States.
Is it binding on me? Simple question.
Doesn't apply to you. Applies to the federal government. Does not have anything to do with you or I.
and they're going to do this treaty. Give me an example. That somehow some treaty is going to not take my money, not spend my resources, not prevent me from doing something, require me from doing something. Is it one of those treaties, or is it a treaty that's kind of a resolution and you know, it's a ribbon cutting day or something? I mean, what kind of treaty are we talking about?
If you accept the liability of something that somebody else did, you're a part of that corporation, sure.
See, you know, before you even get to the next step, you know, that's why that's the whole point that I have with this audience and this crew on this network. I'm trying to inject the concept that it doesn't matter who gets to write the treaty or how binding it is or on who or whatever. Does it create some kind of obligation or some kind of restriction or regulation on me as an individual? If it does, can I opt out of that entity so I am not part of that treaty? I just want to know.
Yes, you can.
Okay, how?
Well, you just not be a United States corporate citizen. Get rid of your voter registration. Get rid of a lot of things. I tell you, there's a good gentleman that does some in-depth research on this. Might be a good guest on your show. Is Billy Joe, J-O-E, last name Maldin, M-A-U-L-D-I-N. You know, as a matter of fact, he was just, I don't like bringing up other radio shows, but he was on third hour of Joyce O'Reilly this morning.
Okay, now tell me what his spiel is. Hold on a second. Call Sierra, go, come on in here, please. I'll get the producer. We'll get right on it right now. He's going to tell me how I can get out. See this name right here, Billy Joe Maldin. Go ahead and see if you can get him booked. Now, the point is that I'm going to bring him in, and he's going to say, okay, I can rescind my U.S. citizenship. We had a gentleman on, I think it was the afternoon show. He's the guy that created the website for Brandon Manning. You know, Bradley Manning, that guy that, you know, did the WikiLeaks leak and so on. So he created the website to raise money for his defense. Well, I'm interested. Okay, who's this guy? He lives in Slovakia, and he was from California, and he and his girlfriend traveled the world looking for some place just to light. And Slovakia said, you know what? They don't care about anything. You know, we're here. We do this. And then he rescinded his U.S. citizenship and got what's called a 1954 treaty travel document that you're a non-state person. If you look on Wikipedia, you go 1954 travel documents, and it'll come up. And it has, and I'm going, wow, okay, I guess, yeah. Well, who issued the document? Well, he goes to the Slovenian government, or Slovakia, where it was, Slow something. And he goes, when they do that, and I'm going, well, you're still on some list. I mean, you go to a checkpoint, a passport, they're going to be scanning some number or you something. He goes, yeah, they got to do that. You're on some Interpol, whatever, but I'm a non-state person. When I go to the Olympics and compete, I'm running for the anarchist symbol. I don't have a flag, man. It's just me. All right. So I'm going, all right. Now, what does that mean, though? I mean, you're still subject to laws, and I imagine you have, you know, if they arrested you for whatever, they're going to what? I mean, these are the kind of questions they're going to ask Billy Joe. I'm going to say, okay.
Well, everything's done by contracts. Everything's done by treaties. Okay. So just basically covering the treaties are null in their face for the simple fact it was not a treaty between two countries. Okay? They're not countries.
Yeah, see,
so if you can join any other country out there and go on their treaty. I mean, you have, you know, how many countries do we have inside the United States here already? We have Lakota Nation. That's a treaty. They broke the treaty with the U.S., and it's now called Lakota Nation. Oh, that's funny. I thought everybody knew that. That wasn't on mainstream news.
I know Russell Means. Russell Means and I were at Sturgis two summers ago, and he had a long conversation about this.
Great.
Now, the thing is that I'm going, and he understands more, because he was the Libertarian candidate for the nomination in '88 against Ron Paul and lost by one vote. So this is, you know, we go back a ways, okay? There's some history here, and the understanding of what, you know, because Ron went another way, kind of supported the Constitution, doing we're going to fix it on the inside, and Russell's kind of, you know, ain't no fixing it. You know, we already know white man speak with forked tongue. We already know that part, all right?
Well, again, it's like there's a lot of treaties. You get you look at what's the other one, that Restore America plan. That's just another treaty. It's bringing old things forward. That is a country. They're just, it's been sitting there dormant could activate.
But you see, this is my question. I'm going, as an individual, Mr. Ernest Hancock here, the only purpose of government, defend my individual rights, not doing that, null, void, done. That's it. Altar abolished. Right, we're done. So the thing is, I always get, you know, we're going to reconstitute it. We're going to reset it. We're going to redo it under the concept that there's going to be some treaty-making group or somebody that's going to have some ability to contract for me. And I'm going, I want to be my own sovereign nation and my own, you can't tax me. Whether we can write it down or not is not even the point. It is that we can think that way, that should be allowed head.
You can definitely do that. You can get out of every system that's out there. But then, you know, how do you deal in commerce? You know, you just anybody can just get completely out of any system.
They go into another system. I just want to be able to advocate that for myself and my family. And that's never going to happen. Everybody's advocating for some group for me to be part of. We'll be right back.
There are those that just want to be left alone, and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
Declare your independence of me, Ernest Hancock. I've understanding. Everybody wants to enslave me. Everybody wants me to be part of their thing. Get on board. We're going to go do it our way. I mean, am I allowed to do it? No, our, mine? I want mine. Mine. Am I allowed to even think that way? You know, everybody's, you know, let's go ahead and go. I'm sure it'll go along the same line. Lee in Georgia. Go ahead, Lee. What you got to say, man?
Hello, Mr. Hancock. Section 10 of Article 1 of the Constitution states, quote, "No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold or silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility." That's only the first of three paragraphs.
And?
First words, "No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation."
Why?
The Constitution says that.
Why?
You don't have to ask why.
No, why does it say that? Why did
because
they put that in there?
Because our founders knew the dangers that would impose upon the citizen.
Okay, which founders? Now, you've got the Declaration of Independence. There's only a few of the people that signed Declaration of Independence was even at the Constitutional Convention. Okay, so which founders?
Well, let's see here. George Washington.
Yeah, no, I know who it's Hamilton and Hamilton's friends. That's who it was.
Dickinson, Bassett, Broome from Maryland. There was McHenry, Jennifer, Carroll,
okay, got
out
it.
Of Virginia. I can go through every state and tell you everyone who signed.
And my point is, so freaking what? So you have a constitutional provision that right off the bat, they said we had the Declaration of Independence. We declared our independence from England. We had the Articles of Confederation, these individual sovereign states, the you know, state of Virginia. You know, you were a Virginian. You weren't an American. You were a Virginian, Massachusetts, and a New York, whatever. Okay? So you have these people that are lied loosely in this Articles of Confederation. We're kind of, it's all good. And they go, no. We need to be under a central authority that has eminent domain over all your land, that does interstate commerce, all your commerce, that has the ability to tax all of you. Okay? And we're going to put in a provision in the United States Constitution saying that as a state, you're not allowed. Well, if the state's not, am I allowed as an individual? Can I? No. The state's not even allowed to enter any kind of contract. That is exactly my point. You're saying, well, it's good because the Constitution says.
No, I'm not saying it's good. I don't like it because that's not what that means. When it comes right down to it, you, the state, work for who? You work for me. Did you ask me? No, you did not. When did you have a vote statewide to get what the opinions were of the people?
I don't even care about opinion. I don't trust a voting system anyway. The point that you're helping me make, and thank you, is that
that was my intention.
Is that this the Constitution's coming out saying your
my
state?
My intention was to help you make your point exactly.
Thank you. The state is not allowed. I'm going. Why would they put that in there? Well, because they didn't want you allowed. They wanted a central authority. So all of these treaties, all of this negotiations with all of this, like the city doing with rural metro. Okay, well, that's all very interesting, but I live out here on whatever on the edge of inside the city limit. Can I contract with Fred's? I tell you what, I'm not going to pay your part for your whatever in taxes and property and taxes and whatever the portion is for. I'll do it myself. You know what? I took the money and I put in a fire suppression system robot android. He'll whip butt. Hey man, he snuffs it out before it even gets started. He goes to the 6-year-old kid and puts out the match. I mean, I'm like, come on, give me. I'm telling you, technology is going to give us much better options as individuals. The diversification of services, the decentralization of contracting, of everybody making decisions in my name for me to send people to go fight wars and to send money and contract. The big story that's going on now. I'll give you. Hey, thanks for the call. I appreciate it, Lee.
Well, it was your comment about the fire department that got my attention, because we don't have a fire department here that's run by the city.
And? I mean, do you have one? Do you care?
We have a fire department. It pays for itself.
Done. Until they have a big enough metropolis that they're starting to make a little bit of money and then got enough, they hit.
Oh, God, I hope that doesn't happen.
It's when they hit.
I hope that doesn't happen, because we don't have any houses burned down here.
They hit a critical mass, just like Quartzsite. Yesterday we had the mayor of Quartzsite on. Small community, 1,500 people, that swells to 500,000, 1,000,000 during the winter visitor time. 100,000 RVs come in there every year, easy. And I'm going, they go, oh, we got to get us a city. Got to get us a town going here so we can glean us some money. We can get us some jobs, Well, I see where this goes. Are you allowed to remain free to contract for whatever service that you want, or to save the money and put it into capital infrastructure, into your home that it's all concrete and got its own fire suppression robot? Am I allowed?
I agree.
Thanks a lot, Lee. I appreciate it. Well, when we come back, a little bit more SB 1070, and all this dovetails into what I'm just talking about. You think 1070 was just about ever about immigration? just keeps getting worse. Hopefully you guys see my point. You got to get rid of your stinking thinking. We'll be right back.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call
1-800-313-9443. Pitching a fit, you're whining. Stop. Here on Declare Your Independence, that's what we're doing. We're just like, get over it. Get over what? Get over this need for somebody else to make decisions for you, or do it as a club. You're doing it as a group. You're doing it as what? I don't even understand it. That you don't have the option of saying, I don't want you to. Can I represent myself? Can I get a thumbs up for that? Just the advocacy of it. I go, I've been doing this, I tell you, when I first started asking questions and getting involved and so on in the late 80s, what would happen is there were the John Birch Society, and there was these, the Republican, We Stand and We the Peoples, and all the, there's so many of them, they overlap using the same names all the time, Tea Party kind of stuff. And, oh, yeah, Ernie, we need you coming. Come on over here. Come on. We need your energy. We need your, pretty wife and your little kids. And, we need the new blood. Come on over. No. I go speak You know, I'd be friends with him. I still know a lot of these guys. But I'm just like, you're just doing the same thing. It's just, you know, what? It was only the libertarians in my young mind that they understood what was bothering me. What was bothering me was everybody's want me to join their club to be their club, be in charge of the club. And I'm going, and I mean like the club over your head. Can I be not part of any club? Where's the club that says I don't have to be part of a club? Where's that one? I want that one. That's the one I want to be part of. I want to be part of the you don't got to be part of a club. Is that even in your mind? It has been stripped from you. It has been taken from you. It has been replaced with red, white, and blue, flag waving, pledging, singing, fighter jets over the stadium, NASCAR kind of yeehaw American flag crap. You know, I mean, the whole reasons for all of that, the promise that they had for all of the flag waving, for all the governments, for all the Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration, all of that was based on a promise, and they are not fulfilling it. They can't. They won't. It was never the intent. This is my point, and I tell you what, I just want this audience to know. It doesn't matter what I say. This next generation already knows it. The people that are out on the street, I don't know how many, revolution signs you put up. How much did you communicate? Were you out 3 o'clock in the morning hanging on the outside of overpasses, climbing on chain link, risking life and limb to put up a banner that was going to be up for 4 hours to get a couple hundred thousand people passing underneath it during rush hour in some metropolis across this planet? Were you? Were you? Did you send $5? It's a couple of things of paint. We gave them a lot of opportunities here. Hey, man, just bring down a case of spray paint. And they did. Bring out 100 DVDs, and we'll give you some that are burned. You want to get in this fight? You want to get in it? You want to get in it? You let me know. Now, I'll tell you what. Publisher@freedomsphoenix.com. Publisher@freedomsphoenix.com. You send me your address right now. You send me your address. Email me your address. Address. You know, I'll send you a bumper sticker. We just got them done yesterday. Party, freedomsphoenix.com bumper stickers. Nah, they party. You do that, send it free. Free. Be nice you send me back some more money for sending it, but, I'm not even keep track. Don't care. Just send it to you. Might even send you some other goodies. Because, get involved. Get on the site. We created this for you. Now, you guys want to call in? Let's do it. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Let's go ahead and go over what I want to talk about here. There's another thing going on. Oh, yeah. Here in Arizona, you have a senator named Jack Harper that's going up. He was the one guy that wanted to have give me the Senate. I do a Senate subpoena. I want to see the ballots from the 04 election, bunch of computer election fraud. Put it right here. We'll count them by hand here in the Senate caucus room. Let's just do it. Right now. Here we go. And they go, oh, FBI came, took all the ballots and gone. You never heard about it again. And everybody was so shocked except me. And I said, are you kidding me? Of course. And I was running for Secretary of State then. This is in 2006 during that race. I go, they're never going to allow you to compare the actual paper, assuming it's the same actual paper, with the computer. It's not going to happen. They got laws against it. There's a reason why. Oh, yeah. Senate subpoena. Boom. FBI came, took them. I'm like, do we get it now? Are we done yet? Do you understand yet? What has that freaking happened? So now this gentleman's running, and he's kind of more conservative, libertarian, lean kind. I wouldn't call him libertarian in any stretch of imagination, but he's not as scumbaggy as the other guys. So what happens? Down in the Senate press room, they have in the Senate building down at the Capitol, they had this big room, two rooms, one little room, one big room. Big room, all the print media. Okay, they had the beat reporter for the Capitol kind of stuff. Then they had in the other little room was the radio stations and TV. So then you go, okay, here in there, there's a guy named Dennis Welsh. He wrote for the East Valley paper here. It was the big Tribune, it was the second biggest paper in the state. And they would cover whatever, and they went off and budget cuts and paper going out of business and done. And then all of a sudden, because all these papers are coughing up blood. I mean, they're done. The only thing keeping them is big corporations that need to have the FaceTime to just put the pablum into the masses. I mean, that's all it's there for. So what happens is this gentleman named Dennis Welch, he goes on saying, Senator Harper said Wednesday at the Arizona Guardian, which is their little newspaper thing online, is out to get him. Harper accused me and one of my business partners operating an anonymous website that raises questions about his ethics, yada, yada, yada. And it was called crazyjackharper.com. Well, you know, as much computer geeks out there, they go and they look for the history of and who did and got the site and everything. And administrative contact, technical contact, Dennis Welch. I mean, here he's lying that he had anything to do with it, and he's the one that got the website. And I'm going, okay. So it turns out, you know, he was right, and they're going after him in support of this other guy named Scott Bungard, which was a legislator before, and I know Scott. Bad guy. You know, he's a gun for hire and proud of it. Let's everybody know. You know, I'll be doing what you want, just make sure I get mine. I mean, that's just the way he is. So in 15 years, that's, you know, at least he's upfront about it. So then we find out that Russell Pierce with SB 1070, see how all this stuff comes together, SB 1070, he is in support of Scott Bungard taking over from Jack Harper. Now, they represent the Sun City area. Well, they got this immigration issue going on. They're definitely going to, you know, Russell Pierce said, and vote for this guy and not this guy. He's crazy. Crazy Jackie, crazy. We don't want him. We want this guy. Why? Because Russell Pierce says he's an immigration guy. He wants, you know, we'll put Scott in there. And then comes the rest of the story. In April of 2010, right after this first started, this is March that they, you know, we started going up against SB 1070. Okay. We're like, oh, heck no. We see where this is going. It's all database, national database, database. Within weeks after that, at the same time, all this hoopla is going on, inserted into, it's called the Pierce Floor Amendment. Russell Pierce does a floor amendment to a House bill that comes over, and they put this in. Now, they call them, you know, there's a floor amendment, or you insert it, and sometimes they do what they call a striker bill. A striker bill is, it's gone through all the committees, it's been, you know, its third read, it's going through blah, 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 gone through all the stuff the public's supposed to see. And then they go, I do a strike everything amendment. They strike the entire bill, right where it says, you know, the bill on sidewalk construction or something, and they take all of that out, and they input something else. Same number, same title, same... But a totally different bill, but it's already gone through all the stuff, so it doesn't have to go through all these different levels of hearings and everything, and boom, the law gets done. They did that with the stadium district back in the day. You know, they created this entire taxing authority to build baseball, football stadium kind of stuff, and nobody knew that it was 2 years after the fact when they actually started doing it. They even knew it was there because they did it in the last day of the legislative session. This is how they roll. And I'm supposed to, you know, negotiate this, work with these people. But no, I know better. It doesn't, anything they say is all BS anyway. So here's Russell Pierce's Mr. SB 1070, less than a month. It was within a few weeks, like 2-3 weeks, that they put this, inserted this amendment in there. Section 2, Department of Administration, agreement to purchase web-based procurement services beginning in fiscal year 2010-2011. The Department of Administration shall enter into an agreement with a small business entity that specializes in procurement services to provide web-based procurement services without direct cost to the state and local governments of the state that would, now bear with me, you'll start to understand, and offset any portion of the operating lump sum appropriation expenditures for state procurement and to aggregate purchasing among states and local governments. The department shall use data collected from the use of the web-based procurement services for the purposes of Section 41725, Arizona Revised Statutes amended to this act. The department administration shall deposit and retain any savings, you know, blah, 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 blah. This right here, this web, this access to information, anybody that goes to this, it would pull information of who visited these websites, giving that to a company that was controlled by Scott Bungard, the guy that he's supporting to go after Jack Harper. So I'm going, okay, what? I mean, so here we have all of this data that's now not only, you know, they're accumulating on a state level, it's shared with the federal government. Somebody's going to be doing that at no cost. No, we don't want there to be any cost to the accumulating of all of this data of people going to the state government web pages to look at certain whatever. See, what brought this up to my attention, you know, people are it's going crazy on the internet here, but what made me interested in this was there was Sheriff Arpaio was in a big row with the New Times, which is a local weekly newspaper publication here, and they're left, you know, they're the Democratic side of whatever, they all are, all status, but they were really hammering on Arpaio. They wrote a critical article about something, I can't remember what it was. Arpaio freaked out. Wanted every email from anybody that had even looked at that article. They wanted it from the publisher of the newspaper. You must turn over all of your cookies of anybody that has gone and looked. Any information you have that if it's not blocked, we want it, everything. They go, no. Sheriff deputies went to the publisher of the New Times and arrested two individuals. I think it was the publisher and the assistant or the editor or something, arrested them. Well, county attorney's all in on it. Yeah, man, get him. Yeehaw, you're going to turn over. Right? And it became a big deal. Now, of course, they settled out of court, and they kind of didn't want to, you know, wouldn't be prudent at this juncture, and they kind of made some kind of deal. I mean, there should have been big money involved in this one. Well, behind the scenes, some deal was made, and it went away. But I'm going, are you kidding me? And they were, and they public. I the one thing that really got our pile PO'd was he lives in Fountain Hills. Everybody knows where he lives. I mean, it's not. I mean, you're running for office. You're public record. You got your financials up there and so on. Everybody knows where you live. Well, they published it, public information up there about where he lived or something and what he was doing and something. I don't know. It made him mad. So they go out. We want everybody on this. We want it. We're going to take your database. Well, you think they forgot about that? Yeah, that's good information. We need to have a company, an entity embedded inside of the U.S. government that can track everybody, and we need to be able to accumulate that. Oh, no cost. Department shall use data collected from the use of the web-based procurement services for the purposes of. And it doesn't even matter what they say it's for or what they're going to do. It doesn't matter. What was interesting to me is that you have an individual that I know to be, you know, not the most savory, is that, I mean, that's the kindest I can say, is that that person is supported by Russell Pierce, and he has a company that is going to be in the line of the transfer of data inside the state and get access to the people that access it. So I'm going, okay, you know, I'm finding this of interest. This is how it works. This is how it's done. This is how people do this. It is just, and I want to opt out. I want to be done with it. I don't want to have myself represented on this thing. I don't want people to sign contracts in my name. I don't want them to have the authority to take, you know, my goodies. I don't. So let's see, in compliance with this 41725, what the heck is that all about? Comprehensive database of receipts and expenditures of state monies. On or before January 1, 2011, the department shall establish and maintain an official internet website that is electronically searchable by the public at no cost and contains a comprehensive database of receipts and expenditures of state monies. Okay, now this sounds good. What is it that this one little company is doing? It's not what the database is doing that's good. It's the gleaning of the information of anyone that would check it. Who would be the people that would check the comprehensive database of receipts and expenditures of state monies? You think it might be political opposition? Might be Freedom's Phoenix? Might be stuff like people like us? You think? These people are not stupid. They're just evil, which is a bad combination. So here we have, you know, a comprehensive database of all the expenditures of government. Who would look? You know, good and bad guys. People doing research. People that would have, you know, it reminded me of Sheriff Arpaio with the newspaper that was being critical of him. They wanted that information. Anybody that read that article, he wanted access to the information. Well, when the paper said no, they got arrested. Seriously. You know, early in the morning, here come the sheriff deputies, come in and just arrest them. It was a big thing here. Heard a lot about it, did you? Wow. These people, it's regardless of what they say it is, it's never that. There's a bigger plan here. And it's all supported by you advocating that you want to be part of that club. I just want to advocate that I not.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
Ernest Hancock here in Phoenix, Arizona from the beautiful studios of Freedoms with an S, freedomsphoenix.com. Yeah, I go in the Wayback Machine here, and I'm going, all right, it was October 19th, 2007. This Arizona Republic was reporting this. And what had happened was the New Times has been kind of going after them on this immigration thing for a long time. Now, of course, they have their own, you know, bent on it, and I have a totally different one. They're just using this as an excuse. Them, it's like, you know, we love brown people, or quit abusing people's rights, or whatever. You know, I don't even know what their thing was, wasn't paying attention. Because my thing was, is that I knew this affected all of us. I was worried, you know, it's me, I, you know, the whole purpose of government for me, you know, my individual right, you violate my right, you're a bad guy. It's so simple. The mind fog goes away. Don't care what your freaking excuse is. All right. Grand jury proceedings are secret. And the two wondered in the opening paragraphs of the article whether they could face legal repercussions for making the subpoena public, but they viewed the subpoena as an attack on freedom of the press. What had happened is the county attorney and the Sheriff Arpaio. They, because he's county attorney, you can indict a ham sandwich. that grand jury proceeding, they got a subpoena and all this different stuff that they wanted from the New Times. And the New Times took and reported that. They said, look, they're going to come after our readers. Well, because they did that, they arrested them. The scope of the subpoena is unusually broad. It not only demands information from the reporters, but also information about all of the online readers of the publication since January 1, 2004, including their internet domain names and browsers and what other websites they visited before reading the New Times. Let that sink in a second. It not only demands information from the reporters, but also information about all of the online readers of the publication since January 1, 2004, including their internet domain names and browsers, and what other websites they visited before reading the New Times article. Sheriff Arpaio, County Attorney Andrew Thomas, now running for Attorney General here in Arizona. This was 3 years ago. This is the people, these are the minds that you're dealing with. This is the kind of information that they want. So now what happens? Then we have Russell Pierce supporting legislation for a specific company to have access to just this kind of information. Anybody that would check the database of procurements, expenditures, money, and the state of Arizona. And they get all this same kind of information. And where does it go? Homeland Security Act as part of SB 1070. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I bust your bubble? You thought it was about immigration? Oh, man. Backhand you. I am so sick of this. Everybody wants us to be, yeah, but we got to be part of the what? Can I not be part of your whatever it is? That's all I want to know. I just want to be left alone. Am I allowed? Nope. We had Lee from Georgia. What he said, you know, no state can enter into treaty contract, dude. Nope. Reserved to the central. Of course it is reserved to them. It's all about the authority. What's my replacement? What am I going to do? I don't know. Doesn't matter. I just want the ability to individually contract for my own firemen. Can I do that? Can I? I can't? Why? You know, if we aren't asking that question, if we aren't willing to say none of the above, if we aren't willing to go something else, we keep reconstituting this concept that we're all going to be on this common plantation and all of a sudden it'll be better, with a better master, you're missing the point.